The following content is provided under a Creative Commons license. Your support will help MIT OpenCourseWare continue to offer high-quality educational resources for free. To make a donation or view additional materials from hundreds of MIT courses, visit MIT OpenCourseWare at ocw.mit.edu.
In a material that is uniformly conducting, free charges tend to accumulate at interfaces, in regions where the conductivity changes abruptly. The slightly conducting oil in this tank allows us to further illustrate the shear stresses caused by the accumulation of surface charge and a tangential field. The left electrode is grounded. The right electrode, as well as the slanted plate, is to be raised to a potential of 10 to 20 kilovolts. The fluid moves to the right near the interface and is returned near the bottom. The motion suggests that there is an electrical shearing surface force acting at the interface. The potential between the end electrodes causes a uniform current density throughout the liquid, with an attendant electric field intensity. Both the right and upper electrodes are raised to the positive potential, while the potential increases linearly from the left to right along the fluid interface. This interface acts as the lower plate of a distributed capacitor, with the upper electrode the opposite plate. That is, the slanted plate induces surface charges on the interface. These surface charges are acted on by the tangential component of electric field at the interface to produce a shearing force at the interface. As a check to see that the charges really are at the interface, we place a plastic sheet on the surface. The sheet prevents the interface from moving while not altering the field in the fluid volume. So, in this experiment, the free surface is essential to the cellular motion. Both the electrical shear forces operating here and the normal forces on these drops can be used in a practical way in an electrostatic paint sprayer. Rotation spreads paint to the edge, where mechanical acceleration and electrical forces break the fluid film into droplets. The disc is charged to about 100 kilovolts with respect to the workpiece, so the resulting electric surface forces produce a fine, even spray, which actually seeks out the workpiece, leaving ungrounded areas nearly paint-free. A still picture of the disc edge shows that the electric field first shapes the paint film into tiny jets and it is these that break into the fine droplets.